Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, right after this message.
It's the new book from the Bob and Tom College Sports Publishing Division. It's The 12-Step Basketball Program by Bob Huggins and Larry Eustace. You'll learn 12 steps to better basketball coaching, including great tips like this.
Larry, defend tenaciously against all opponents. Set your feet and remember to plant your hands firmly on the wheel before vomiting out the car window.
And
Bob, if you barf in the car, roll the window down. Man, that stinks! Hey, what's that red flashing light?
It's the 12-Step Basketball Program by Bob Huggins and Larry Eustace. 12 steps to better basketball coaching.
Conditioning is important. Avoid rich sauces, bacon, and Whoppers with extra mayo. Hey, what's that red flashing light?
Hey, look, that guy's dressed up like a cop. Are the village people here?
The 12-Step Basketball Program by Bob Huggins and Larry Eustace.
Hey, did somebody swallow a condom? I think I lost mine.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There he is over there getting ready for tonight's NFL game. It's Ace Cosby, Oakland Raider fan.
Marquee matchup tonight.
Marquee
no,
matchup.
It's not.
Two teams that have barely won one game, and the one that the Raiders won, they did not really win. Yeah. The referees won that one.
By marquee exactly matchup, right, you mean each team has a player named Marquee.
Marquee Grissom? Yeah. And Marquee. I think that's right.
Marquees. We have
Walker in the Bay Area. That's the only way they'd make it on a marquee.
The one game your team won, Ace, they did not deserve to win. Let's be honest here. But let's get back to the action here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Did they beat the Browns?
The referee. That's the
one. When Oakland plays San Francisco, does one of the teams fly?
They take the BART like I did.
What is something? There's actually an interesting question there. What is the shortest distance a team flies? When the Browns play the Bengals, they fly?
The Jets and the Giants play in the same stadium.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you understand the question. In other words,
yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Oh, I see. Okay, no, I'm too stupid to understand the question.
No, it's not a matter of stupidity; it's a matter of ignorance.
Maybe Miami, Tampa Bay.
You're too stupid to understand the difference between ignorance and stupidity. I'm sorry. Al Jackson joins us. Al's a smart guy.
What is happening in there today?
Oh, it's bad in here today, Al.
Tell me about it.
Al, it's called cabin fever, Al.
Yeah, something. I don't
Tom,
know.
Tom, you guys have office fist fight energy, and I love it.
we should get those Hulk.
Although, Al.
We should get those Hulk mitts and start hitting each other.
Yeah, no, Al, I saw the Al Jackson pumpkin. Where'd you find that?
The jack-o'-lantern. He put it up on his Instagram. Oh, who did that for you?
We
had a professional pumpkin cutter come into the show yesterday, and he cut my disgusting face into a pumpkin.
If you did not call it the Jackson-O-Lantern, it was all for nothing.
Or the Al Jack-O-Lantern.
How did I not think of that?
Hang
and
on
you
a second.
So quickly, Jack. I'm a fraud.
I fell asleep between professional and pumpkin cutter. I'm sorry. What happened again, Al?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we still talking about the hard-hitting Raiders game?
That yes. Pumpkin
Christie is starting at center.
Like, the Jackson O'Lantern looks just like
yes,
you.
Yes, it is really.
It
well
looks
done.
Like a picture.
It's a trick. They've some sort of laser thing. It's not any sort of art.
Let me see it again.
What?
It's a guy that did it with his hand, and he said he gets 400 orders between the 1st of October and the end. So he's a professional.
That
super skilled.
That is terrifying. Oh, that would be really cool in the credits of a horror movie at the end of the movie, you show the actors like that.
In pumpkin jack-o'-lantern form?
Yeah.
That is, I didn't think about that.
That is so cool.
And I'm sorry, do I hear Chick back there with the you're a little salty Chick because you don't have a pumpkin?
No, nope. That's right.
You just got a couple triangles.
I've been here forever, and I didn't get anybody my face carved into a pumpkin. This is an outrage.
I want to get that guy. No, Al, I'm lucky enough to have had a my face done in cheese by an excellent cheese sculptor.
Is that code for something, Tom?
No. No, I'm serious. I appreciate the joke, certainly.
See how, Al, you're going to be yelling at him just like we are here in a minute. You wait and see.
Al, I was thinking, this guy who did this sculpture in cheese, this guy was a brilliant artist. And I was thinking, you know, 400 years ago, this guy would have been in some salon
yes.
with some king yeah. going, please do my mistress in granite. And now he's, well, it's time for another cheese sculpture. Stay fair. Wow, times have changed, haven't they? Al Jackson is featured on the Daily Blast Live, an ever-expanding syndicated talk show. And Al gets along with everyone on his staff. Oh, sorry.
Hey
now.
Tom, that's sensitive. That's like when the doctor goes, does it hurt when I press here? Like that.
yeah, sure does.
Yes, and put your pants back on, doctor.
And by the way, Tom, Cincinnati to Cleveland, is 4 hours down I-71 on the dot, so that's an hour flight. And to Cleveland to Pittsburgh is only if you step on it, you can make it to Pittsburgh in 3.5. You can make it to Buffalo in 3.
I know Indianapolis to Cincy is 2 hours.
Maybe
the team takes
a
bus.
Drive. Yeah,
yeah, it would be better to take a bus.
What about Cleveland to Detroit? That's not that far, is it?
Detroit's 5 on the dot. My uncle. Yeah.
I think
there,
New York, the Giants and Jets is the answer. They didn't either one of them.
Right.
They play.
No,
they
no,
don't.
No, you since you weren't listening, you didn't hear the question.
You said the shortest trip.
Flight. He said flight.
What is the shortest flight?
We're not saying that no flight exists. This chick, otherwise you'd be right.
I'm not.
We're talking about flights that are taking place.
I'm not talking to any of you in the room.
So now you're not listening and not talking. Perfect. My perfect show has arrived. No, the question is what? You know, at what
just
point?
Clearing
do they,
my sinuses.
Like for example, if it's a 4-hour flight to somewhere, I assume they. I mean, if it's a 4-hour drive, I'm assuming they'll take a plane. But by the time you get the team to the airport, security check-in. If,
yeah,
it's,
be similar
if it's
to
a 4-hour drive, which do they do?
Tom, they're taking private planes. What do you think? They're on a JetBlue flight.
Chicago,
checking in.
Chicago to Green
pull
Bay.
Up to the plane.
Yeah, don't they pull up to the plane.
Don't they still have to go through security?
Al, I'm going to tell you
no.
something.
No.
This is not what Tom wants with this conversation. You'd better get in line, or he's going to tell you something.
Talking about it like
you've flown
like
privately
Amari
before.
Cooper is behind him in line with his kids. Tom, these guys are
private
in the normal terminal with us.
They park your car for you. You get in. They drive you right up to the plane to get on the plane.
You don't have to go through. I forgot. Okay.
Tom, you've never been on a PJ?
Yeah, he has. He just.
I've actually flown on a plane with an entire private plane with an NFL team. Now that I think about it.
Well, we flew somewhere just the four of us.
Right.
Before we had to take Josh.
But
on.
Again, my
St.
question
Louis?
Is, if you're
we
in the
flew to St. Louis.
Yeah.
If you're in the NFL, I'm just wondering where do they draw the line? And okay, it's going to be quicker to drive.
That's a good question, though.
So, what do you think? Cleveland to Cincinnati? You think they would?
I bet we can take
the bus.
I would have thought maybe when the Chargers were back in San Diego.
Yeah.
But that drive from LA to San Diego, it on paper it's 2 hours,
right.
And that's in air quotes.
Yeah.
That drive on a Sunday when everybody's coming back from San Diego to LA on the weekend. That drive can take you 6.5 hours. So I would think even that flight they would drive. I don't know a situation.
Well, you know Philip Rivers.
Buffalo, Pittsburgh?
Philip Rivers still lives in San Diego because he has 1,900 kids, and they all go to school, and he drives for home games. He drives in some big Winnebago bus thing, and he looks at film and all sorts. He doesn't live in L.A. So
no. Is he toughing it out on the mean streets of San Diego?
That's right.
Thank you.
Al, have
you
ever
make a documentary about him?
So saying,
Al, have you ever flown into the San Diego airport?
No, I have not.
It's my understanding that professional pilots—that's one of their least favorite airports in the world. It's very tough.
Why is that?
It's just—is
it wind or
you kind of fly right in through a bunch of buildings? It's kind of like Midway, where you're looking out the window and you see people having dinner in their apartment.
It's
weird.
So, yeah, they're airlines like that. Well, Denver, you come right over a nice size mountain and you just have all the thoughts of should I call my daughter? You just think like, oh, well, it's over. So let me just, and then you're just landing. Same with LaGuardia, scary to land in because it's just water and then you're just on the ground.
Yeah, that is weird. Well, I think I flew into somewhere like San Francisco or something where for whatever reason we had to go 10 miles out over the ocean and then turn around and fly back and land.
Those flight patterns, man.
Yeah.
You think they just did it for fun or safety?
Oh, I think they had a legit reason.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it only cost tens of thousands of dollars to go back to an airport.
According to this, the TSA has special, they do actually go through security, but their outbound flights are screened at the airport in a remote location with parking. After the game, they get screened at the stadium prior to boarding buses, then are escorted by police to the aircraft.
Now, Al, we have a little bit of time. Do we have time to do a couple questions to see how I do with my pop culture?
Let's get a couple questions in.
Okay.
Very quickly, Tom, I don't know if you saw my brother. Tyler Perry says that we're coming up on the last Madea. She's going to be killed off. In this.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, why killed off? That just seems like a...
That's a little rough, I thought, right?
Yeah, that guy's a really good actor, but why would he kill off his bread and butter character like that? What if... Is the next one going to be a Halloween ghost Madea or something?
Well, they've done two ghost Madeas. Well,
I think this one's called Madea Out, I think.
Oh.
O-U-T. Like, just like out. Like, they're... not even trying to hide the fact that she's going to die. But
it's not out of the closet, is it?
Well, there have been rumors circulating for years, but...
Well, that'd be a movie. Sorry.
Tom, yes? I'm going to ask you, do you know what Madea is short for?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was a reference to the Greek mythology.
That's what I always thought, too, the play.
Madea. Is the first word mother? Is it an acronym?
I would keep going.
Is it an acronym?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not sonar.
Wow. Josh, you got any ideas on this
one? No. I always thought it was...
Tom, you were on the right track, brother.
Is mythology. Eleanor involved? Is there an Eleanor? Is there a damn Eleanor?
Wow. Al, I don't know. I can't think my way through this one.
It was Mother Deer.
Oh,
Mother Deer, Madea. Okay,
all right.
Madea. Wow. Oh, I see. Wow, that's
good.
What
I was saying. You when you asked it, I was like, oh my god, Tom.
I always thought it was the Euripides reference.
Yeah, Euripides, Euripides.
we can't wear the pants.
We can't wear the pants.
And guys, I know we're at the last Madea, but just to help you guide you through the movies. Not a lot of references to Greek mythology in there.
Okay. you never know. But okay, good.
Tyler seems smart. Yeah.
So I'm 0-1. Yeah, the guy's a good actor.
All right, Tom. If I told you I'm riding the iron horse right now, what would I be telling you?
Riding the is this a heroin reference?
No.
No, you know this.
Oh, nuts. Wait a minute. Iron
horse. You know this.
Okay, give me a second. It's not a dancing. It's not a dancing reference. Iron horse.
Oh, you want to ride the white horse?
Back in the day, an iron horse was a locomotive, right? Is this a reference to a train?
Yes. Keep going.
Oh, it is. I'm getting close. Is it a specific destination in the train?
No.
Okay, so it could be any train?
Yes, definitely.
It's not a motorcycle riding my iron horse?
No.
No, we're going back to the train thing.
A steel horse I ride.
Josh,
could
I get some help from somebody here? Iron horse. I'm riding the iron horse. No?
You're making love to a robot.
I know. Are you having intimate personal relations on a commuter train?
Oh my goodness!
You're riding the subway.
You are right there.
Yeah, you're just on public. Isn't it just you're on a public transport?
You're on the subway, right?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, Christy.
Oh, so there's no sexual component.
No, it's just you're taking the subway.
Well, if you've been on enough subways, somebody's gonna whip it out. So sometimes there is.
Oh God, I got stories for you, Al.
Yeah,
I saw parts of the human anatomy that
you didn't know existed.
Oh boy,
at least at that length, right?
Yeah, one time I remember at the 116th and Broadway, looking across the subway tracks, and I saw something a gynecologist has never seen.
Mm. Oh,
what was going on over there?
Oh,
gave the guy the idea for that movie thing with what's her name? Okay, I'm sorry. So Al, I'm 0-2. What else have we got?
All right, Tom, there's actually two things that are very special about this young man. But Shaquem Griffin got drafted in the NFL. Why would I ask you about him? What's special about him? Shaquem,
is this the guy that Griffin. Has just one of his hands is damaged?
That is correct. You know the other thing?
His brother plays in the NFL as well, his older brother.
Right, his twin brother. Very good. Chicky. Yeah. What are the? Give me another set of twins in the NFL.
Twins in the NFL. Oh, Rondé and Tiki Barber. Is that what you just said?
No. Yes. If we're doing the show in 2001, that's a great answer.
Thank you, Al. Al has just joined the club.
Hey, jerk.
The McCourty brothers, the cornerbacks.
Huh?
Twins.
The McCourty brothers.
Oh, Devin and I don't know what the other. Devin and Kevin.
Are you talking about my nephews now?
Devin and Kevin McCourty. I know one's Devin McCourty. I know
one's
that.
One's definitely Devin. I don't the other know one's the other Gordy. One either, so I'm letting you off on
Gordy,
that.
Gordy McCourty?
That's right, yeah.
And the Mercedes that got flipped over by the Knicks team plane was Jeff Van Gundy's Mercedes.
Was it?
It got flipped over, yeah, in 2000. Okay.
Anyway. Very good. Very good.
Oh, when the Barbers played.
We've learned
with Rondé and Tiki Barber, we're you. Everybody that can hear my voice right now can kiss my ass. How about that? That includes you, the listener.
That would require you to get up off of it.
It's Jason McCourty is his brother.
Okay, I'm sorry, Al.
Christy knew that right off the top. Google.
Al, if you have one more, we have time for it. Or is that did
all
we
right,
it?
Tom? I got you for one more. Let's get you the word of the week. How about that?
Okay, the word of the week, please.
All right, Tom. Well, this is a phrase, my friend. Okay. Tom, if I turn to you and say, Tom, you know what, man? I caught an F. What does that mean?
I caught an F.
Well, you got very, very lucky. And so this, out of
this
nowhere.
Is not, traditionally, this is not the F as in an F grade. I caught an F. Is it a venereal disease?
He said
no, that would be the clap, but I could see that. I mean, I don't know what venereal disease starts in an F.
Is it I caught a female? Is it some reference to some side piece, as you would say, some rando that is, notice I used two of those.
You did very, very, very nicely.
I was at a party last evening and caught an F. Does this mean you've had some sexual congress with some stranger?
No, but something else could have happened at that party that caused you to catch an F.
Oh, wow. Does this involve making a lot of money? No.
Sometimes that could cause you to catch an F.
I only have a guess. I don't know.
Let's hear it.
You caught a feeling, so you fell for a girl or you fell for somebody?
No.
Because you can catch feelings, right?
You can catch feelings, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a hint.
We might not be seeing you for a while.
Felony.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, you're going away. Okay.
I caught an F. Wow, that's... So you have to hang around with people who are familiar with...
The people that get so many felonies that they're too lazy to say the whole word.
Yeah. Yeah, that is... Yeah, and did we... Hang on a second. You taught me this last week. They no longer say, my uncle is in stir or in prison... Or in the big house. Those are all out.
I swear to God, we talk about this every Thursday.
Yes, we do.
Every Thursday.
Josh.
See, I'm numb to being irate about this.
Josh's new nickname is Short Fuse.
Because he sat in here long enough.
I'm trying to learn
30
my street,
years,
street lingo.
But you ask the same questions every week.
So what did he say? What was the answer? What did he say?
You don't remember.
A resounding no. None of those terms apply at all anymore.
So not in stir.
No.
Not in the big house. Not in the hoosegow.
I can tell you what Al said last time. He said, no, that phrase stir ended with Stir Crazy, the movie. That's what he said last time.
Yes, with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. Yes, that's
great
exactly
movie.
What he said.
So yeah, I just need help. What is?
So what do you say now, Al? Tell him for the ninth time.
Well, somebody please tell Tom.
Oh, I know. Up the river. My uncle is up the river.
I can't today. I can't do it. I can't. Like, even he's even I defeated know, me where we're all just going to just drive home with the radio off.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.